Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A Guatemalan mother and her 8-year-old daughter are reunited in Massachusetts this morning. Their attorney says the two have an excellent case for being granted asylum in the U.S. They were separated at the border with Mexico back in May. WBUR's Fred Tice joins us this morning to talk about their reunion at Logan Airport yesterday. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Bob.
So tell us about it.
It was very emotional, a lot of tears. The little girl, Sandy, clutched a doll that her mom had bought for her. She read a poem she wrote for her mother. And for her mother, Angelica González García, this was clearly the end of a harrowing ordeal.
Para que el día de hoy yo volviera a nacer.
That today I can be reborn.
Cuando sentí que la vida se me había terminado, pensé que nunca iba a volver a ver a mi hija.
I thought my life had ended, that I was never going to see my daughter again.
You can almost hear the relief in the mom's voice there speaking through an interpreter. What did they say about the ordeal?
They were separated back on May 9th, and the following Sunday was Mother's Day. And when González García asked a federal agent about their separation, he said to her, "Happy Mother's Day." In detention, her daughter was assaulted by another child and injured. She said she thought she would see her mother in detention. Of course, she never did. But yesterday, she did seem fine and happy in spite of that reported assault. González García, with the help of attorneys, including the American Civil Liberties Union, filed a lawsuit to be reunited with Sandy. Today, they were supposed to appear before a federal judge, but the lawsuit was dropped yesterday after their reunion.
No tengo palabras, no sé cómo expresar esta alegría que mi corazón siente.
I don't know, I don't have words to express the happiness that my heart feels.
Porque lo que es mi vida entera hoy está aquí, es lo más hermoso que Dios me ha regalado.
Because that the whole of my life is here today with me, the most beautiful thing that I have received in my life.
Fred, this reunion is one of several across the country. Federal officials promising to reunite 3,000 or so children with their parents after being separated at the border. But I'm wondering, what did the people who spoke at the Logan Airport yesterday say about how realistic they think that goal is, since there seems to be a lot of confusion over these separations?
There are, and so these reunions are beginning to happen right here in Massachusetts. There's another reunion that happened at Logan early this morning. A Brazilian mother who is living with her family in Hyannis was reunited with her son. Because of an ACLU lawsuit, there is this order from a federal judge requiring the government to reunite these families. The folks who were talking yesterday, including Congresswoman Catherine Clark, said that this is very unrealistic, that all these families are going to be reunited by the end of the month. González García and her attorneys say the parents are not being treated as parents, but as strangers who want to support the kids or to sponsor the kids. And so, for example, González García had to travel from Massachusetts to New York to be fingerprinted as a sponsor of her daughter, even though she'd already been fingerprinted when she applied for asylum at the border. And, of course, all this is taking time. Parents are being asked to prove that they can support their children. Many of the families, of course, don't know where their children are actually being detained, Bob.
So what's ahead for these two families, Fred?
So I know I'm not quite sure about the Brazilian family, but I do know in regard to González García and Sandy, they're living, being helped, housed by a family in Metro West. Families there are, you know, providing food for them. There's now this asylum case that their attorney, Susan Church, says appears to be quite good and quite promising.
Which they will press forward with.
Yeah.
WBUR's Fred Tice, thanks a lot for the update.
Thanks, Bob.